WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 47. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes several traffic items. The list includes making a no parking zone on the access road parallel to Texas south of Walton in front of many businesses from Acme Glass down to Chili's. Another change would make an all-way stop at Jones Butler and Holloman south of the Penberthy Fields on the West Campus. And another replacement of traffic signals is proposed at the intersection of 2818 and Southwood. It's been more than a year and a half since the Bryan School Board agreed to an economic development agreement that helped bring the Axis Pipe and Tube plant to town. That program, called Chapter 313, has come under fire by Texas State Auditor John Keel. The Dallas Morning News obtained a copy of Keel's report, which recommends the legislature require independent verification of jobs being created in exchange for $200 million of tax breaks statewide. At Axis, a minimum 285 jobs are supposed to be created. Bryan ISD would receive an estimated $1.6 million and be compensated for any loss of state funding, then in exchange for Axis receiving $7 million in tax breaks. Blue and green are the colors for those living in the College Station School District to choose next year's calendar. Superintendent Clark Ely says the annual online survey is out.
The blue calendar has what we traditionally had, which is the fall semester ending before the Christmas break and the spring semester ending at the very end of May.
The green calendar, different from past years, adding Labor Day as a holiday and a full week of vacation at Thanksgiving, causing the end of the first semester to take place after Christmas break and the school year continuing through the first week of June. A link to the survey is on our website at WTAW.com. McDonald's Restaurants has launched its first attempt to set aside a $27 million judgment made by a Brazos County District Court jury last summer. Families of two Blinn College students who died in a crash 2 years ago in College Station took McDonald's to court, saying lack of security led to their deaths. Those who died were with another couple when the men were beaten in the parking lot at the Northgate McDonald's. Their girlfriends tried to get them to the hospital, but the driver ran a red light at Texas and Holloman and their SUV struck a pickup. While the 15th anniversary of the bonfire collapse has come and gone, you might not be aware of a second memorial that's south of campus. City of College Station Communications Director Jay Sokol recently posted a blog about 12 markers and lampposts around the perimeter of Bryson Park. They were originally dedicated in 2000 on the first anniversary of the collapse, but those markers were restored a couple of months ago.
It's understated. It's certainly not meant to try to compete with what's on campus, because that's just magnificent and is truly a destination. But this was meant to complement those things from the city's perspective, I think.
Bryson Park, located south of campus along Dexter Drive, a link to the blog on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 6. The temperature is 47, by the way. 2 2/3 inches of rain over the weekend. News brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The 2014 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 100 different categories. Everything from the best bakery to family entertainment. Celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000. Pick up your free copy at Casa Rodriguez, Village Foods, the College Station Kettle, and many other places around town. Or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will build across the region between today and Wednesday. If you're going to be traveling anytime the next 72 hours in the local area for your Thanksgiving holiday, the weather looks very good for that. Sunshine, 60 to 65 for today. Partly cloudy overnight, 35 to 40. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine is back Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with high school playoff action. We also had NCAA tournament action in soccer. The men were in Puerto Rico for basketball, at least the A&M men were. We've got that plus the NFL and more coming up in sports about 6:50.
It's a little chilly out there. Welcome, Bill. Glad to have you.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Hey.
Bill, the morning person, always wanting to be here. So are you with us all week or just today?
Just today.
Ah, I got you.
It's part of the Thanksgiving madness.
Ah,
it's
yes.
Guessing who will be on the air each morning this week.
I'll be here all week long.
Me too.
Speaking of all week
you
long,
guys are the yeah, men.
Just the troopers, right, exactly. Thanksgiving looks to be about 70 degrees for a high temperature, 48 for a low temperature on Thursday night, and then 70 on Friday. We had, this was a weird weekend, wasn't it, for weather? Man, I just, and what did you say, 2.3?
269.
269. Got about 3.5 where I live, and, but it was so hard to tell because it just dripped forever, and then it rained hard some, you know,
oh my
on Saturday
gosh.
Night, and, really thought. Anyway, everything's bank full.
It was a perfect weekend for the rain.
It was.
Perfect weather for game day.
Yeah, yesterday was great for, you know, going out and doing the soccer thing if you wanted to do that.
That was the funny part. I was talking to Steve Miller. We were at the game, and he's like, I can't believe all the people. I said, we've been trapped inside for 4 days.
Right. Wind chill 43 right now. But, you know, able to sit outside yesterday because the weather was nice. And, a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys were, well, you were out there, you know, so I'm in the backyard. I got stung by a hornet yesterday.
Get out!
I mean, on November the 23rd? Come on!
I assume you're not allergic.
No, so, I mean, it puffed up. I was, and all I was doing is just swinging at it. Just, you know, get out of my world. And he, you know.
He showed you.
He knew what he was doing. That's right. He led with his stinger. So, we'll see. So, the postal worker in Lorena, Texas, accused of delivering a little bit more than the old mail. Authorities say 39-year-old veteran mail carrier Edward Flores, who's based in Waco, was dealing meth out of his home and Postal Service truck.
Oops.
Beats what I have.
I thought they had pretty good benefits. Anyway, police allegedly seized $17,000 worth of meth from Flores' home last week. To make matters worse, his wife is the local postmaster.
Oh,
man. Flores is charged with possession of a controlled substance in a drug-free zone. That's because his house is near both an elementary school and a middle school. Zowies. I'm betting he loses his pension. Just saying, you know.
Oh, I bet he does it.
It's going to be a good day. What's that rain, sleet, snow thing? What's that?
We're going to have a great time together.
Information.
As a matter of fact, I think it says of completing their daily rounds, doesn't it? Doesn't have anything to do with mail, right? Just making the rounds.
Yes, but if I'm not mistaken, that slogan is not official.
No, it's not. And obviously sometimes doesn't have anything to do with letters and packages and, well, could be packages, yeah. Just saying.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is indeed November the 24th, despite the temperatures. It's day 328. Means we got 37 of them to go. It's Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. You don't have to show. Okay. About to say, you don't have to show it. You don't have to tell us about it. Just celebrate. Sometimes you can celebrate in private if you want to. But that was you, Bill?
That was me.
Oh.
No, I just pulled up the Waco Tribune to see the mugshot of Mr. Flores.
He has teeth, so that surprises me.
No, his mouth is closed in the mugshot.
Oh, okay. D.B. Cooper Day. Kind of an interesting
thing. That is a fascinating deal.
Yeah, better conversation week as well. And we got birthdays.
We will celebrate with Sarah Hayland is 24 years old from Modern Family. Katherine Heigl is 36 from Grey's Anatomy. Colin, son of Tom Hanks, is 37. About the only thing he's been in that anybody knows is Fargo.
How about just Colin, son of Hank? Colin, son of Tom would be good enough.
Okay.
Right? Bad Teacher, it says here, but I've never seen that one.
Okay. Stephen Merchant is 40 years old. He was one of the guys that created The Office.
Oh, okay.
Garrett Dillahunt is 50 from Raising Hope. Chris Hayes, 57 years old. He's the guitar player from Huey Lewis in the News. Dennis Crosby, 57. Denise Crosby. Bing's granddaughter.
Yeah, she's probably happy you got that right.
Oh, okay. And she was on Star Trek for like one season, I think.
Okay.
Dwight Schultz, 67. He was Murdoch in the A-Team, the original.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Best, the drummer, who was replaced by Ringo Starr.
He's still alive, huh?
Yep. And the big O, Oscar Robinson, 76 today.
All right. We got Stanley Livingston. He was from My Three Sons. He's 64. And Billy Connolly. Yep.
That would be Chip, by the way.
Chip? Oh, is that Chip? Chip, okay.
That's Chip Douglas.
I got you. Mm-hmm. And Bill Connolly, you know him from The Hobbit, maybe, 72. Paul Tagliabue used to be the NFL commissioner. Be 74, and that's pretty much it, 616.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president moving forward with unilateral executive action on immigration reform, but going against the will of the people, not to mention tearing up the Constitution and even going against his own words. Now, the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows that about half of Americans, 48%, do not approve of the president's plan. And only 38% support it. Even Latinos, somewhat divided on the issue, without a majority supporting the president's actions. And Obama claims he's heard the voters in the last election. Obviously doesn't mean it. The voters rejected soundly his policies, and new polling data shows the American people want Congress to set the agenda, not Obama. The widest margin of a president's tenure, and Americans believe the nation's representatives and senators should be in charge, not him.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pete's Parrot Emporium.
Pete? Pete?
How may I help you?
Help!
Be quiet!
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 Silence!
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Night, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com. Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
A further drop in gasoline prices. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We're getting a bigger break at the gas pumps heading into the Thanksgiving travel period. The Lundberg survey says low crude oil prices shaved another 10 cents off the average price of a gallon of regular over the last 2 weeks. The nationwide average is down to $2.84 a gallon. A new survey suggests there is growing pessimism among global business leaders. Market polled more than 6,000 firms around the world and found companies have a dimmer view of the future. That's leading to cutbacks in employment and spending plans. American business have also become less optimistic, though their outlook is more upbeat than firms in most other nations. Apple is launching a major campaign to help raise money for Red, an AIDS charity founded by the singer Bono. Proceeds from certain sales, including some specially designed apps, will be donated to the charity. The campaign runs for 2 weeks. Stock market futures pointing higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Your home is your haven, and it'll be clean and germ-free with help from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning. They use first-class techniques to remove dirt, grease, grime, and oils from cement, carpet, tile, grout, and other hard surfaces. They also offer sealants for grout, tile, and natural stone, and even sanitize mattresses. They're mobile and ready to clean, sanitize, and seal for you at Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As Scott ever so often likes to remind me during the show, over and over, I'm follically challenged. I believe that's the politically correct way to say it. In layman's terms, I'm bald. Not the cool Kojak bald.
Who loves you, baby?
The bumper car bumper around the back bald. I've grown to accept it. Notice I didn't say like it. I said accept it. In reality, I really don't care. There's nothing I can do about it. So I save the money on, air quotes, haircuts by taking the electric razor into the backyard. That way, I don't have the bumper because I hate that. I don't like the bumper, at least on me. I'm kind of a black or white guy on this one. Either go big or go home. Personally, the comb over kills me. The not quite bald does too. Just pull the trigger. Be a man. Nuke it. Like I did. It'll hurt at first, but you'll get used to it. And, as a happy side effect, getting ready in the morning is a lot faster. There's a slightly happy aside to all this. I have a great hat collection. And not just the baseball hats. Really cool hats. Pork pie, fedora, caps, Gatsby's. Because hats are cool. The funny thing is, I had the hats while I still had the hair. I love to wear hats. I just don't like that it's my only option. Name a really cool guy, other than, say, Kojak or Michael Jordan, that is bald. There aren't any. We, us bald guys, are often cast in movies as either the bad guys, like Dr. Evil.
I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Or the dork, like Dave Cross plays in most of his movies.
Anywho.
See, you probably don't even know who David Cross is. Suffice it to say, not cool. At this point, for the sake of the show anyway, I can only hope that Scott DeLucia's hair starts falling out faster. Because as it stands now, he's cooler than I am. And he's way older. I'm just saying. And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking for something off the beaten path for Christmas, they'll take care of that for you. If you're just looking for something for an investment, they've got that as well with both gold and silver bullion. From costume jewelry to things that'll run you 20-plus K. Find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. It's plural. davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Or go visit them just off Old College in the IHOP Shopping Center right there next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
624, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Boy, the size doesn't match up here, but a 15-pound dachshund being hailed a hero after it came to the rescue of a mother and child attacked by a 200-pound black bear. This happened Eustis, Florida. The dachshund named Daisy inside the home of her owner when the bear attack took place. Crystal Long was unloading grocery items from her car inside the garage when the bear walked right into the garage without warning. Bear apparently was attracted by the smell of the groceries. Seeing the bear come in, she instinctively screamed for help. The commotion from within the garage attracted the attention of her 6-year-old son, who came out of the house unaware of the presence of the bear. Luckily for him, their dachshund also came out of the house, because dachshunds will do that.
I love dachshunds.
Dachshunds are cool. Upon seeing the bear, Daisy showed no signs
really,
of any
Daisy
fear.
Daisy the Dachshund?
Daisy the Dachshund.
That's my first pet.
I have a Daisy the Dachshund right now, as a matter of fact. Well, not with me, but I mean, home. Anyway, of
yeah, who would win that battle for airtime?
Exactly. And went straight for the animal. Of course, the 15-pound dog obviously no match for the bear. However, the attack on the bear let Crystal grab some time and also get a hold of a gas can that she found inside the garage, hurled it at the bear. In the meantime, Daisy manages to run toward safety and hid under the truck. The bear, startled by the attack, decided to run away. After it was safely out, they checked on Daisy, found her fairly seriously injured, but anyway, taken to a vet hospital, had some broken ribs and some lacerations, but she's sewed up, stitched up, and on her way back to recovery.
Yay!
6 to 15-pound dog, 200-pound bear. Yeah! Don't mess with a dog.
He'll have no fury like a dachshund.
That's it, I guess so.
Fans, yeah. Another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
627, here's some Brazos Valley weather for you, and it's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normagtractor.com. 64 for a high temperature today under sunny skies. Winds will be out of the north, so it'll feel a little bit chilly. Then tonight will be down around 40. Tomorrow will be 63-ish or so and down to 36. And then we start warming up. Close to 70 for the balance of the week and on into the weekend. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 8, 71% relative humidity. Our chill factor is 43. Our air temperature right now is 46.
Silvac City is having a grand opening sale for their new superstore in College Station. We have more sewing totes, more sewing cabinets, over 20 models of Bernina sewing machines, over 30 models of Janome sewing machines, Brother, Elna, Nikki. Save from 20 to 70% off on everything. Bernina Burnett Servilles for half price, $149. Janome starting at $59. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Being a perfectionist isn't all bad, but it sure isn't all good either. So how can you manage your perfectionism? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. If you want to be more successful, there's a website you should visit. It's the Success Mint. SuccessMint.com. The Success Mint is all about success, with advice and resources on how to start a business, where great ideas come from, how to be a successful parent, how to be a better negotiator, how to create trust, and so much more. Just go to SuccessMint.com and enjoy articles and podcasts that will give you greater insight into your success. Plus, you can sign up for our daily Success Mint and receive a nugget of valuable success advice delivered right to your inbox every day, all free. We designed the Success Mint to be a central source of reliable experts and ideas to help propel your success. Things like how to create your own luck, smart ways to meet new people, the importance and power of persistence. If you want to supercharge your success in business and in life, come to the Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. You probably are or know someone who is a perfectionist.
Perfectionism is an all-or-nothing mentality. It goes way beyond wanting your junk drawer to be perfectly neat.
Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo, author of the book Better Than Perfect.
It's an all-or-nothing mentality that plagues our society, and it can sound something like this. I had one cookie and messed up my diet. I might as well have the whole plate. I don't think I'm going to get the job promotion, so I'm not even going to go for it.
Not that being a perfectionist is all bad.
Perfectionism has some positive ingredients in it. The desire for excellence, wanting success, all of those are positive ingredients. But just like if you were making a chocolate cake and you had perfect ingredients and then took a cup of dirt and mixed it in, that's what perfectionism is, because the perfectionism is that judgment. It's focusing on the negative and really beating yourself up for not being perfect.
Perfectionists often think that other people, the non-perfectionists, are settling for mediocrity. But Dr. Lombardo says not so.
We aren't saying strive for a C+. You know, we're saying go for the 100. And if you don't achieve it 100% of the time, take the boxing gloves off. And instead of beating yourself up, ask one very simple question. And that question is, why? Why didn't I get the result that I wanted? And instead of going to a place of judgment and using that information to propel you forward.
Tomorrow, how to talk back to your inner critic. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time 6:30, the temperature 46. A check of the Branson Valley weather falls. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. I'm Bill Oliver. The College Station City Council is poised to make another large land sale. Tonight's council agenda includes getting $1.5 million for 63 acres along Rock Prairie Road west of Lick Creek Park. A variety of proposed zoning changes also on tonight's council agenda. Two would lead to building townhomes along South Harvey Mitchell Parkway, one between Dartmouth and the freeway, and the other between Southwood and Rio Grande on the north side of 2818. Council will also consider requests for a hookah lounge in the Park Place Shopping Center at Texas and Southwest Parkway, a cell phone tower at Victoria and Graham, and a convenience store and restaurant on Welburn Road just south of William D. Fitch. Last July, a Brazos County District Court jury ruled that Northgate McDonald's was responsible for the deaths of two teenagers. On Friday, the trial judge upheld the jury's 10-2 decision and ordered McDonald's to pay $27 million to the families of the deceased. 18-year-old Denton James Ward of Flower Mound and 19-year-old Laura Bailey Crisp of Dripping Springs were killed in a crash in February 2012. They were among four Blinn College students in an SUV that ran a red light at Texas and Holloman and was struck by a pickup. The men were being driven to the hospital after they were injured during a fight at the McDonald's parking lot. Lawyers representing Ward and Crisp argued McDonald's lack of security led to their deaths. Attorneys for McDonald's Texas, McDonald's USA, and McDonald's Corporation say there was no evidence the management of the Northgate restaurant was responsible for the deaths. A Texas A&M student who went to the president's office in order to change her major was taken to the Brazos County Jail. 19-year-old Cecilia Caruso of Arizona was arrested on multiple charges by university police, including kicking an officer twice in the groin area. According to the arrest report, Caruso was told she wouldn't be able to see Interim President Mark Hussey, and his chief of staff told her the process of changing majors. In the end, three officers carried Caruso out of the administration building, which began with a second officer being kicked in the thigh. Another Texas A&M student is accused of selling ecstasy out of her dorm room. The roommate of 18-year-old Ashton Penny of Mansfield contacted UPD last month. By the time a search warrant was obtained, Penny had moved out of Dunn Hall. But officers still found, among other things, 150 gel capsules believed to contain the narcotic drug, along with another 1,000 empty capsules, four small baggies of ecstasy, seven baggies of marijuana, and a variety of drug paraphernalia. Penny out of jail after she turned herself in last week. The state's economic development program used by the Bryan School District for the first time last year has come under fire by the state auditor. John Keel's report obtained by the Dallas Morning News calls on the legislature to set tighter policies on school board members and district employees who handle tax break applications. Over a 10-year period, Bryan ISD will receive an estimated $1.6 million from Axis Pipe and Tube and will compensate the district for any loss in state funding. In exchange, Axis projects property tax savings of $7 million. Axis recently opened its $150 million plant north of Bryan. Full employment is projected to 285. If you live in the College Station School District, it's time again to choose a calendar for the next school year. As usual, there are two options. Superintendent Clark Ely says blue is the schedule kept the last few years, with the fall semester ending at Christmas and the school year going through the end of May.
The green option looks a little different in that it has Labor Day as a holiday. It has a full week of a vacation at Thanksgiving, but it does have the fall semester ending after Christmas break, and it does have the second semester, the spring semester, ending the first week in June.
On our website, WTAW.com, a link to the CSISD survey. Also online, a link to the blog submitted recently by the City of College Station Communications Director, which has pictures of the Bryson Park Bonfire Memorial. Jay Sokol says the markers recognizing the 12 who died were restored a couple of months ago.
A friend of mine who lives not far from there, who said, you know, I jog by and through that park all the time, and I've never really stopped to notice those markers in the lamppost that you described in this blog post. And I thought that was interesting. It's so understated that you can very easily miss it.
The memorial, dedicated in 2000 on the first anniversary of the bonfire collapse, located, again, Bryson Park, is south of campus off George Bush along Dexter Drive. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 7, temperature now 47. News brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Alcohol use by persons under age 21 years is a major public health problem. Alcohol is the most commonly used and abused drug among youth in the United States, more than tobacco and illicit drugs, and is responsible for more than 4,300 annual deaths among underage youth. Although drinking by persons under the age of 21 is illegal, people aged 12 to 20 years drink 11% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Hi, this is Scott DeLucia. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then you shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off the angel gifts is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rota Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Now till the end of the week, Lennox is offering up to $1,300 in rebates on an entire home system. So get in touch with them this week at Barker's Heating and Cooling. All right, got some numbers for you. Here we go.
Bright sunshine for today. We'll find temperatures somewhere between 60 and 65 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 35 to 40. Tomorrow should be partly to at times mostly sunny. Temperatures will return to about 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. High pressure will stay in control of the weather tomorrow night. Clear, lows will drop down to 35 to 40. Wednesday sunshine, highs will be anywhere from 65 to 70 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And they've learned, and now it's kind of money in the bank the way they've handled the last few.
That's head coach G. Guerrieri with A&M Soccer advancing to the quarterfinal round for, I think, the 21st time in program history.
I don't know. It's a bunch.
I'll have to double check that one. We have more on A&M Soccer, A&M Men's Basketball, A&M Volleyball, NFL, and high school playoff action. And if I leave something out, I'm sure Scott will tell me. We'll do all that here in about 11 minutes.
I don't know. There's probably some wrestling match we don't have. So it says here, President Obama is governing like a man who has nothing left to lose. Yeah. Yeah. Based on the election, he lost tons, right?
Well, my favorite on the whole thing is, did you see the SNL skit?
No, I didn't.
All right.
No,
they did the I'm Just a Bill.
Oh, okay.
Parody.
The Schoolhouse Rock.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Washington Post fact-checked the comedy bit.
And?
No, I just thought it was funny that the Washington Post.
Oh, the Post. I got you. Okay. I'll have to go back and see.
The comedy bit.
It's probably there. It's probably up on YouTube. After being dealt a stinging midterm rebuke at the ballot box, Mr. Obama has gone on the offensive, most notably with his executive action on immigration. But could shield 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. Says here the White House is winning the news cycles and setting the national agenda despite a Republican Congress that has felt emboldened after their electoral gains.
Do you mind if I just take a nap while you're going through this?
Yeah, I know. I just, you know, I was looking for something that would be intriguing, engaging. I don't see it. I did see this, though. The president was on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, and apparently he has
not. I caught that, by the way.
Thank you. He has not ruled out visiting Ferguson, Missouri, after the grand jury reveals whether or not they're going to indict the police officer.
Well, yeah, see, a lineup of the president, Mr. Sharpton, who else?
Yeah, well, just anybody.
Mr. Jackson.
Let's go stir the pot,
Quantel,
right?
Quantel X.
Yeah, let's
get some Texas flavor in there.
Yeah, let's stir the pot, okay? Anyway, he says, we'll see. But what makes sense for me, not just for me, but my entire administration, is to be willing partners to work with the state and on a local level so that we can address some of these systemic issues.
It's inappropriate to just say blah,
yeah,
blah,
man. Well, as we've discussed, as the first African-American president, you had plenty of opportunities in the last 6 years to address this systemic issue, and you haven't done it. So, fine. Want to do that now. Marion Barry died.
I was going to ask you what you remember him the most about, because I saw some tweets over the weekend acknowledging how important he was in the civil rights movement, and I've never heard that reference ever come up.
I don't know that. I remember the young lady set me up, or words to that effect.
I think the civil rights thing was more what he did there locally.
Well, you know, again, he got convicted and then he got reelected, so that speaks for itself, I'm figuring, on all sorts of levels. Rob Ford should know there's still hope for him, mayor of Toronto.
No. He could be president of Canada.
You're right.
They don't even have one of those, but he could do it.
Could do it. House has filed their long-awaited lawsuit on Friday alleging the Obama administration ignored key aspects of the health care reform law.
And how long ago was that passed?
Yeah.
That was before I came down here?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's about politics and theater that is politics. They do have a liberal Democrat representing the House of Representatives. I do find that kind of interesting. But he is a scholar when it comes to this whole idea of overstepping your bounds.
Scholar equals?
I think that he's tried this sort of case many times, spoken on it and written on it. And so he knows how it works. And possibly that would bring some gravitas to their case. But again, what difference does it make?
But from a political, philosophical standpoint, scholar, yeah, does equal,
yeah,
stereotypically.
Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing is, look, they're not going to impeach Obama. They're just not. That would never happen. It's just not going to happen.
Why make him a martyr?
Yeah. Well, and again, yeah, he's going to already make enough money on the speaking circuit when he's finished being president. But that's something else. More proof that Vladimir Putin is a tough guy. The Russian news media reports the president just earned his 8th degree black belt in Kyokushin karate. I don't know what that is.
Not familiar either.
The uber fit leader also has his 9th degree black belt in taekwondo and a passion for judo. Okay, you tell me you're going to be the judge who doesn't award him that belt, okay? Because I figure you'll disappear. Right there. Ted Cruz yesterday on Fox, slamming the president's move to shield.
Gee, what else is new there?
Yeah, exactly. Millions
just fill in the blank.
Let's find somebody who will get mad at the president. Oh, bring Ted Cruz in here. Ooh, Lindsey Graham almost used a bad word on TV yesterday.
What did Mr. Grahamnesty say?
Well, he had some harsh words for the recently released Benghazi report. He said, quote, "I think the report is full of crap." His words. So there.
Oh, poopy doodle.
Yeah. Well, we know it is, but that's fine. He's the one who said it. Says it's a bunch of garbage. Bunch of garbage. So we'll put that right there. Gosh, and I guess that's, you know, that's really it. And there was a lot of talk yesterday about Ferguson, because obviously they're going to.
Because it's Sunday and there's nothing else to talk about.
That's right. And it's
the snow had stopped in Buffalo.
They couldn't even talk about how it paralyzed the Capitol or anything like that. But, of course, they clean the streets so that the members of Congress who are still there can get to the cocktail parties that the lobbyists are throwing on the weekend. So, anyhow, no, there was not much out there. And I was even trying to see if there was anything going on the Texas level, and there's really not. It's pretty quiet even in Texas right now.
Just us thumbing our nose at the White House going, we're not going to do this immigration thing.
Yeah, well, you know, look, where are we going with that? I mean, you know, And what I think is probably going to happen, it will impact Texas more than it will other states, because this could certainly cause a physical surge again one more time. But, you know, the reality of the situation is they are scared of the system. They're not going to, even if they've gotten this umbrella, I mean, how are they going to get the word out to these people who have been hiding in the shadows for years and years and years to come on out? It's okay, you can do this, you can be a viable part of society, you can vote, you can do all that other stuff.
Well, if this is to force them to start paying Social Security and the like, then they end up getting Social Security benefits, do they not?
Well, that's an interesting thing.
And then it gets kind of slickery from there.
Well, yeah, because especially if you're, let's say, 40 years old, and you start now paying in and you're going to be, you know, cashing in 15 years later, then, you may live longer than that. So, let's see, a system where you take out more than you put in. Oh, that's a Ponzi scheme, isn't it? Yeah.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
You've got 30 minutes to get in better shape, and the Super Slow Zone system has that 30-minute plan that they customize for you with the equipment that they have on their location right there on Rock Prairie Road. Give them a call at 693-6100. You go through some questions. You actually try the equipment, and then you set appointments. And you keep those appointments just like you would with a doctor. Again, about 30 minutes. You start twice a week. Then it becomes one time a week. And it's a specially designed program just for you. As I've told you before, there's pieces of equipment there I haven't used in the years that I've been going to Super Slow Zone because that's not part of my personal plan. And you have an instructor who takes you through it. They're right there to set the machines up for you so that it is as efficient as it can possibly be. No lights, no loud music. You don't even have to wear special clothing. Just give them a call and find out how Super Slow can make a difference for you. 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There's a handful of horticultural facts that could save Texas gardeners a lot of frustrations. Since we're coming toward another growing season in just a couple of months, I thought this might be a great time to step back and look at gardening fundamentals. I'll be back with details right after this important message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. If we're going to talk about gardening fundamentals, let's start out with your local hardiness zone. Skipping the technicalities, this is a zoning map from the federal government that gives a predicted low temperature for every county in the United States. You can find out your county and your hardiness zone by doing a search on the web for USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map. That's the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, and then you want to click on it. Nursery plants will show their hardiness zones on their labels. You're going to see in Texas labels that will be for Zone 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. And you need to make sure that you choose a number that is equal to your local area or a smaller number. In other words, a Zone 6 plant will grow in Zone 7, but a Zone 8 plant probably would freeze in Zone 7. You need to look at your native soils. With the exception of some of the sandy soils in deep east Texas, much of Texas is covered by alkaline soils. Much of Texas is covered with clay soils. You need to know what properties your soil has before you start choosing the plants to grow in that soil. We need to think about our Texas growing seasons. The word is plural because, unlike the North, Texas has two distinct growing seasons. We have spring and we have fall. They're separated on one end by the winter, but summer also causes many of our plants to go essentially dormant as well. And you need to know when your average killing freeze is for your part of the state. And that is really a very important date. You don't want to rush the season too much. You want to plant a lot of things right about the average date of the last killing freeze. And you need to time your fall plantings for annual color and for fall vegetables to be sure that your garden is productive before the first freeze occurs. You can find maps of that sort from Texas A&M and other places online. You need to know the best plants for your region. There's a big group of plants, but the list would include things like oaks, and also you might want to include cedar elms, pecans, Chinese pistachios. It really depends on where you are in the state. In terms of shrubs, hollies are good in much of the state. Junipers are good everywhere that they have full sun. Nandinas are as well. Abelias are as well. You know what you need to do? You need to talk to a nurseryman in your area and get specific advice for each plant that you're going to be setting out. You need to ask questions before you buy them. I'm Neil Sperry. The worst pruning decisions will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
That's not right. Oh, yeah,
yeah, it is.
That is right. Is it Monday? Is that what happened? Is it Monday?
Howdy, good morning, sports fans.
There, okay, get it.
I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Woo. It is 6:52. Let's check to see what's going on in sports. We start off with the high school football report. The Franklin Lions mauled Maypearl. That was back on Thursday, 51-13. Bryan beat Magnolia West, 49-34. They'll play Richmond George Ranch at Waller. Pregame set for 5:30. The kickoff is at 6, and it's on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Navasota Rattlers eliminated Chapel Hill, 49-28. They'll head back to Buddy Moorhead Stadium in Conroe to take on El Campo Friday. Pregame set on that one at 6:30 with a 7 o'clock kickoff, and can be heard on Navasota News 1550. Want to follow your favorite team? You can do it at BrazosFootball.com. Over now to A&M Soccer, where Texas A&M senior Kelly Minot continued her postseason offensive prowess and propelled the number 5 Aggies to a 2-1 win over Notre Dame in the NCAA Divisional Championship third-round matches yesterday at Ellis. Minogue tallied a pair of goals for the third multiple-game match of the tournament. The McKinney, Texas native pushed the winner across with just under 9 minutes to play, and head coach G. Guerrieri said the win really showed how the team had matured over the course of the season.
Thought the team finished off the win well. We went through a couple games this season where we didn't finish games off very well early on, and they've learned, and now it's kind of money in the bank the way they've handled the last few.
The ladies get to host the NCAA quarterfinals this Saturday as they welcome number 8 Penn State. The match starts at 7 o'clock. Aggie football has been up and down for the latter part of the season. 3 losses in a row. Then they knocked off the number 3 team in the country in Auburn at the time. Then they stumbled to Missouri. With the chaotic nature of this season, Coach Sumlin seems to have put a great deal of importance in this game.
We have similar records. They want to end their year on a positive note just like we do, and put yourself in a decent bowl scenario. And, you know, you got a lot of guys in this game from a region of about 300 miles. We've got guys from Louisiana that have pride in Texas, and they've got guys from Louisiana and Texas that have pride in this game. And it'll be a lot of family celebrating Thanksgiving in Kyle Field, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to celebrate after the game.
Thursday's kickoff with A&M and LSU is 6:30 with a pregame that starts at 5:30. The Thanksgiving Day tradition continues, and by the way, you can catch the very beginning of the broadcast, 3:30, live from the Zone Plaza and the Fan Zone broadcast. A&M Hoops was busy over the weekend, too. Daniel House had 18 points, and Texas A&M rallied from 12 down to knock off New Mexico 64-51 in the fifth-place game in the Puerto Rico tip-off. The guys welcome New Orleans this Friday at noon. Aggie volleyball celebrated senior day with a sweep against Missouri in the Aggies' final appearance of the regular season at Reed Arena. A&M closes out their regular season this week with a pair of road matches in the Magnolia State. Aggies face Mississippi State Wednesday at 7, and then they'll play their regular season finale against Ole Miss Friday at 4 o'clock. In the NFL.
Romo in an empty gun, looking left, looking middle. Pumps, looking right, looking left. Standing. Throwing it in the end zone. Touchdown, Dez Bryant.
Tony Romo threw two touchdown passes to Dez Bryant, the winner, from 13 yards with just over 1 minute to play, lifting the Dallas Cowboys to a comeback 31-28 victory over the New York Giants. Here's Tony Romo on the game-winning drive.
As you gain through experience a little bit, just the understanding of where your mindset needs to be to win the games, then they're different. You know, when there's 40 seconds on the clock with no timeouts, that's different than 2 minutes, you know, with two timeouts. And so you've been through it, and so you can kind of give yourself an advantage just mentally, knowing how to attack defenses on that day, and you go do it.
It's a quick turnaround for the Cowboys. They'll play Philly Thanksgiving Day at 3:30. Down the road in Houston, Andy Dalton threw for 233 yards and a touchdown to give the Cincinnati Bengals a 22-13 win over the Houston Texans. The Texans had cut the lead to 3 late in the third quarter before Cincinnati tacked on 2 late field goals in the fourth. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien said Houston was flat in all facets of the game.
Didn't play good enough, really, in all three phases. You know, I'd get in here tomorrow, get back to work. You know, still a lot to play for. And we need to get back to work tomorrow and get these things corrected.
Houston is back at NRG Sunday. They'll play Tennessee. The kickoff for that one is at noon. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Slovak City is having a grand opening sale for their new superstore in College Station. We have more sewing totes, more sewing cabinets, over 20 models of Bernina sewing machines, over 30 models of Janome sewing machines, Brother, Elna, Nikki. Save from 20 to 70% off on everything. Bernina Burnett Servilles for half price, $149. Janome starting at $59. Slovak City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down to see us.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Okay, so the Texans lost yesterday, and they had the roof open, I found out. I didn't know that. So I guess they'll never do that again. That won't help any. Jeez. Did J.J. Watt get to touch the ball? That may be what it is.
I did not see that game, but there's nothing written about it. Yeah. So I think probably not this time.
If they're going to win.
He's kind of a prereq now.
Losing to stinking Cincinnati. Jeez. All right. Anyway,
that's six, 3 in a row for Cincinnati.
Six, redheaded boy, you know, redheaded quarterbacks, I guess. 64 will be our high temperature today. Low temperature tonight around 41. About the same thing for tomorrow. Then we're going to continue to warm up and gradually get to 70ville, it looks like, on Friday and Saturday. Ooh. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 7. 41 is our chill factor. We're at 46 degrees. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.